The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
More than 1,400 new homes in South Dublin are set to have their planning approval quashed. Now, this follows three court cases being conceded by On Board Planola. I'm joined on the line by current affairs editor with the Irish Times, Arthur Beasley. Arthur, good morning.
Good morning to you, Pat.
Now, talk to me about the three individual developments and what their planning history was and why On Board Planola has now conceded to the objectors.
Okay, so these are three proposed developments in Killarney, Blackrock and Milltown, which received planning approval from On Board Planola under fast-track planning rules, in which the developers can go directly to On Board Planola seeking approval without having to go to the local authority. The only way of opposing a grant of permission in such cases is to take a case, a judicial review case, in the High Court. And the court heard yesterday that On Board Planola had conceded in two of those cases, and separately On Board Planola wrote to the litigants last week in the third case to say that it also would be conceding in that case.
Now, did they give reasons as to why they have conceded in these cases? Because we know they have had a history, a troubled history of losing judicial review cases anyway at horrendous cost to the board's budget, i.e. the taxpayer. That has been a worrying thing for the minister when he's looking at the performance of the board. So did they give reasons for capitulating in these three cases?
Well, when asked yesterday, On Board Planola said that the decisions to concede in these cases followed on receipt and consideration, as they said, of legal advice from legal advisors. And they went on to say that that was a response, essentially, to amended grounds for appeal, which were lodged in those cases. And essentially, the litigants said that the involvement of a board member in decision-making in the case has raised questions of objective bias, as is stated by On Board Planola, due to what they describe as a familial connection between that board member and a person involved in the planning application process.
Now, people will be immediately assuming that this had something to do with the decision of the DPP in terms of prosecuting Paul Hyde, but that is not necessarily the case.
Well, the proceedings or the process before the DPP is separate to these High Court proceedings. However, we do know that the DPP formally notified the Department of Housing yesterday to effect that it is instigating a prosecution against Mr. Hyde. This is in relation to allegations under the Planning and Development Act. And while the Department of Housing said that it was aware that proceedings have now been initiated by the DPP, it said that it is not at liberty to publish the report by Remy Farrell. He's the senior barrister, senior counsel, who made a report to Dara O'Brien, the housing minister, during the summer after months of examination into the claims that had been made against Mr. Hyde.
Now, it is important.
Fire ahead, sorry.
I was going to say it's important to note that Paul Hyde denies any wrongdoing in any of these matters. Obviously, we have to wait the process of the judicial proceedings. But the Remy Farrell report, if I recall it right, was sent to the minister, obviously, who sent it on to the DPP and to the Gardaí.
Yes, and to the Standards in Public Office Commission. A Garda investigation followed, a file was submitted to the DPP, and then we had confirmation yesterday from the Department of Housing that a prosecution will be has been instigated.
Now, the familial connections that you refer to, I mean, it's a bleak when you get legal advice from legal advisors. It doesn't tell you too much, except that they were told that probably they had not a lot of likelihood of winning them, and having had a track record of losing judicial reviews, they probably don't want to throw good money after bad. But what are the familial connections to which they referred?
Paul Hyde was chairman of the division in On Board Planola that had that was in charge essentially of these fast track planning applications, the strategic housing developments division within On Board Planola. And when controversy erupted over his work, questions were raised about cases before Ombord Planola in which his brother, who was a fire safety expert, Stefan Hyde, had an involvement. These included cases in which Stefan Hyde was a consultant for Ombord Planola and others in which fast-track applications before the board included documentation from him.
Mm. Stefan Hyde being connected to a board member and then being employed as some sort of consultant for the board, that would strike you on the surface to be unwise, at least.
Well, I mean, certainly when the questions were raised, this was one of the first issues to come to light. There's no doubt about that, Pat. Mm.
Are there any other board members involved in any of this kind of stuff that involves the withdrawal of judicial reviews?
Well, there's been a large volume of litigation against these fast-track applications. A report for the planning regulator last week described the litigation as exponentially rising in the last number of years. The fact is that there is no appeal mechanism short of going to the High Court. By introducing that into the law, the objective was to speed up the delivery of housing. One consequence, however, is that it has speeded up the rate at which people have been taking judicial review challenges against decisions made by the board, and there is no doubt that many of those have been lost or conceded.
Now, the strategic housing initiatives, which I think was Owen Murphy who brought them in as minister, the whole idea was to speed everything up, but it does bypass any kind of local democracy. And then when you're faced with the only action you can take being judicial review, it's a very expensive aspect of the planning process for ordinary communities to embark upon. It's very expensive.
Of course it is. Well, once you're into the realm of the High Court, you're into the realm of very high expense. This legislation is being replaced by another regime in which the application goes first to the local authority. However, there are still a large number of cases that are from the SHD, Strategic Housing Development Law, that are still extant, that are still in process. And hence we have the three cases that emerged yesterday, and we had a separate decision on grounds not connected to the issues related to Mr. Hyde, separate decision by Ombord Planola to concede a judicial review challenge against permission for a housing project in Clane in County Kildare.
Now, that was also a fast-track project, and Mr. Hyde was charged by David Walsh, the chair of Ombord Planola, to run that show. Was he not?
Yes, I mean, he was. He became chairman of the division within Ombord Planola that was looking after this area of its activity. When Dave Walsh, the chairman of Ombord Planola, was appointed, it was on his recommendation to Owen Murphy, the then housing minister, that Mr. Hyde was made deputy chairman of Ombord Planola, a post he held until July. Mm.
Now, already the minister has announced reforms of the board, one of the key ones being that an inspector rather than a board member will present the case for or against a developer. In other words, the inspector, and I've always referred to them as the boots on the ground, the people who actually know the nuts and bolts of every planning application. They study all the drawings, they look at all the objections and all the developer's application, and they then make a recommendation for or against. Time and time again, the board has overruled its own inspectors. But now, you know, the inspector will make the case to a minimum, I think, in sensitive cases of five board members who then will hear, if you like, the objective evidence of an inspector rather than the opinion of a board member.
Well, this is one of many measures to overhaul and reform how Ombord Planola works that was agreed by the cabinet last week. And amongst the other changes, we have new procedures for the appointment of board members and essentially an effort to restore in public eyes the standing of the organisation, that follows on from the controversy that has continued this year.
Now, Arthur, finally, we should talk about applications that have gone through but as yet unbuilt. where the you know, the familial connection, so-called, may have an impact or a reference point at least. What happens to those if they've never been challenged judicially and yet the same sort of taint, if you like, hangs over them?
To coin a phrase, Pat, that remains to be seen. The position of An Bord Pleanála all along has been that once approval is handed down by the board, and once the period for challenging such approval expires, and once any court involvement within that period finishes, well, then the powers of An Bord Pleanála are essentially, as they describe it, extinguished. Mm. Right? It has no further role. So the question is as to whether any further action is initiated as a result of all of this, yeah. But it's still quite unclear, and events are still playing out quite rapidly.
Because clearly there might have been objections, there might have been a judicial review if a conflict of interest had been known, and if that had been concealed in some way, then local communities would not be acting with full knowledge, I suppose.
That may very well be a consideration for people as they examine what has been emerging in the last couple of days.
All right. Well, once again, to reiterate that Paul Hyde himself denies any wrongdoing whatsoever, and these are decisions that the board has taken unilaterally on foot of legal advice from legal advisors, however we can interpret that. Arthur Beasley, current affairs editor of the Irish Times, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.